Welcome to the Live Beautifully podcast. I'm Katrina Scott. I'm a mom, a passionate female founder, and a creative brand builder. In the last 15 years, I've been everything from a personal trainer to a Forbes featured entrepreneur, a New York Times bestselling author, and the co-founder of the leading fitness empire, Tone It Up. And with that comes CEO, late night copywriter, creative director, social media expert, and of course, the most important job to inspire creativity, an office intern running out for coffee and donuts for the dream team. I am humbled and so grateful for my journey so far, and I can't wait to write new chapters with all of you. Creativity, success, and making your dreams come to life takes passion, commitment, and a deep, deep love. And love is fostered and grown through deep connections and purpose. And we are going to do just that together. From personal life stories to thoughtful conversations with the most inspiring guests, and Ask Me Anything episodes, my hope is this show will ignite your creative brilliance so you can flourish and live beautifully. Hi, welcome to season two of the Live Beautifully podcast. I'm so grateful you're back here with me, and thank you for being so patient as I took a longer break than I expected. I was presented with a pretty tough decision last spring. Like many of us, I was going a million miles a minute. And as many of you know, I was doing this podcast all by myself. And I couldn't do it all. And on top of being a mom and running livebeautifully.com and preparing for a big launch for Tone It Up, I had to take a step back. Something had to give, and it definitely couldn't be motherhood or the launch that I was working on. So I took a break, and all of you were super supportive, which I'm really grateful for. It's funny, I had just shared an episode about you can do it all, but not all at once. And I really had to listen to my own advice. And it took a lot. I don't know if you saw, but I was, you know, crying on Instagram, and I didn't even mean to cry. And I was just like, I don't know if I can do everything, but I love this podcast so much because I love connecting with you. And I want to be able to give my all. And I couldn't because I was spread so thin. So thank you again for your patience. We're here. Season two, I have so much in store for you. So many surprises. At the end of the episode, I'll be sharing what we have coming. So here I am back on the podcast, and I am ready. I was able to successfully launch my Tone It Up program, 640, which if you haven't seen that, it's 6 weeks of 40-minute workouts. And my daughter, Isabel, just turned 3, and I'm coming up for air, and it's a good time of the year. It's fall, my favorite. And today is a very special day. It is my birthday. So I thought I would launch season two today. This wasn't even the plan, but I want to be more spontaneous with this. I want to, you know, be able to just have a thought and be able to record it and put it out there, maybe shorter episodes for you. And yeah, I just want it to feel a little more casual and conversational between the two of us. And so today I am sharing 8 lessons over the last year in honor of turning 38. So 8 lessons by 38. Here we go. Number one, this is the number one thing I've had to do this year, and it is learn how to surrender. If you're anything like me, it's hard to lose control of anything or any outcome. I like to be in charge of my day, my destiny, my career, and my body. But after experiencing 2 miscarriages in 2020, I had to really come to terms that maybe I wasn't in control of my body after all. This past summer, we were pregnant again, but it was just a few weeks. So when we lost that, it was called a chemical pregnancy. And after the first 2, I just was like, okay, that's 3. What do I do? And that's when I called my doctor and realized, okay, maybe we need some help here. Driving, parking, and walking into a fertility clinic was difficult. Coming home with all the drugs, the needles to start IVF, and starting our fertility journey was difficult. And doing the shots, everything was, of course, difficult. And surrendering was really difficult. In a weird way, it's been good for me in other aspects of my life because it just shows that we're not always in the driver's seat. And it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to press reset. It's okay to not be okay. Anyway, I'm sure that we'll share more on our IVF journey, which Brian's going to be coming on the podcast. But surrender has been the number one thing over the last year that I've had to learn in the hardest way. And like I said, it's helped in other areas of my life, but it's been one of those things that, you know, it'll carry on for the rest of my life. Number two, time is precious. I think we all learn this lesson every year, but the older that we get, it just intensifies. Going from 25 to 35 was the longest decade ever. But I think now that we have Isabel, our daughter, and I see how fast she's growing, I just want to hold on to each day just a little tighter because she changes so fast. And it almost puts a timestamp on the year and the holidays, where before it just kind of all blended in together. And so it's motivated me to be more present and even capture more moments, maybe, you know, where I would not be good about taking pictures for a couple months or something. I'd be like, oh, I wish I took more pictures at that time. So it's really helped me take a step back and say, okay, time is so precious. And again, we realize it so much more as we get older. So I can't even imagine what it's like years from now. And that's why it's really nice to talk to someone elderly or someone in your family and ask them about their experiences, because their perspective is so beautiful. Number three, make the trip. Something my mom and I talked about during quarantine is that we had no regrets. We made all the trips before. We weren't sitting at home wishing that we had seen each other more. We are grateful that we were so good for so many years about making plans and being together as much as we could. Just before lockdown, my brother and I flew across the country to Boston to surprise my dad for his retirement party. And not that it was a question if we would or wouldn't have, but we were so happy that we did that, because it was just weeks later that we didn't see our parents for over a year. So now that we've all lived through a pandemic, if you did have any regrets or things that you wish you had done or people that you wish that you had seen or places that you wish that you have gone to, get out and do those now. If you ask anyone, again, in a nursing home about their life, a lot of them live with what ifs or I wish I did this or that. Let's live differently. Let's be spontaneous. Let's say yes to seeing each other. Let's make the trip. Let's have, you know, a random dinner on a Wednesday and just get out of our comfort zone of that routine, because that routine can make time go faster. Also, if you notice when you have those date nights or those celebrations, or you take those pictures of that something special, that time actually goes by slower because you say, oh, all those things were able to happen. But a lot of people say that 2020 passed by so quickly because every day felt the same. We're all at home. Nothing mixed up our routine. And then all of a sudden, we're almost to 2022. So what can we do in the future that will help us slow down time? And how can we say yes to more celebrations? Number four, the laundry pile doesn't matter. So this is just a representation of like the last year and a half. With Bella being home so much, especially when her school was shut down, I was cleaning up so much that I was missing little moments here and there. And one day I was really, really stressed, and my mother-in-law Pam called me, and I was crying, and then she teared up and she said, you know, I think I cleaned the house a little too much when the boys were growing up. Now, if you know Pam, if you've seen her on social media, on my Instagram or anything, she is the absolute sweetest mom, and she has raised the best sons who are now the most devoted husbands and fathers. So it meant a lot to hear from her because I look up to her so much. So if she feels like she cleaned up a little too much, that's a sign to all of us that the mess doesn't matter day to day. Be with your family, be with yourself, do what you can and try, because trying is enough and you're enough. And this goes back to, you know, you can do everything, but not all at once. So, you know, every night when you sit down for dinner and you're together, that alone is a blessing. The kitchen can be a mess. There can be laundry everywhere. There can be toys. Oh my goodness. Also, another discussion, all the toys. And just know that all those things will be there tomorrow and it's okay. And I know that that may be a little silly lesson, but for someone who I feel like, you know, everything has to be in the right place for me to be able to have a nice dinner, or even right now recording this podcast, I just had to have the room just right. I'm still working on it, but I have learned that it's okay and the laundry pile doesn't matter. Number five, people evolve, and that's a beautiful thing. If you've seen my program 640 in the Tone Up app, it's all about our evolution, our metamorphosis, and it's because I was going through that myself. I'm the first to be guilty of wanting things to always stay the same, holding on to things for too long, and getting super nostalgic. But I think there's a fine line between being sentimental and holding on to things too tightly. It's unfair if we hold on to anyone or anything to a standard of always being the same. And to our, when you think about to ourselves too, you know, we're not going to be the same that we were in high school or not look the same as we were 10 years ago, or looking back being like, oh, that's what I liked my body back then. Like, we're constantly evolving. And that's really what I shared also going through my postpartum journey, is that I really didn't want to say you're getting your body back, because you have a new body when you're postpartum, or whatever chapter you're going through. It's really, it's hard for us to not look back and want to be back where we were. So having that same expectation on other people is really unfair too. So making sure that we really give freedom for change and evolution and blossoming with each other. Am I the same person that I was in high school making protein brownies for my tennis team? Yes, I am, of course, but I've also changed a lot with my perspective through life and loss and love. And the things that used to bother me are small compared to what I want to focus on now. So I think that we can be the same as we were, that small town girl, but then we can also carry on in our life and evolve in a beautiful way. And this should be for all of us in our marriages, our relationship, and our work. As soon as you allow not only yourself to evolve, but everyone around you, you'll be at such peace with everything and for that change to come. And from here, you'll discover parts of you that you never knew existed. So how can we all keep growing? Hold on to your values, be true to yourself, but be open and let yourself feel new things, experiences, and thoughts. We have just a handful of weeks left of this year. And where do you want to see yourself in 2022? We can do a whole episode on this, actually, so we'll revisit that. But you're allowed to change. You're allowed to be different than you were 6 months ago, a year, or 10 years ago. Number six, boundaries are a good thing. This took me so long to come to this realization. I used to take pride in being boundaryless. Call me anytime. My door is always open. My life is on display. And it's a free-for-all for all situations. But it took me not only the last year, but the last couple years to realize the word boundary isn't what I thought. It's not a wall. It's a line in the sand. A wall is something where you don't clearly communicate, you block everyone out, you withhold, you retreat, and you don't communicate fairly, which can leave people really disappointed. I didn't ever want to disappoint anybody, so I thought, you know, boundaries will disappoint everybody. But healthy boundaries are respected. Healthy boundaries are, this is what I need, and people that love you will totally be there for you, and they'll actually support your boundaries. And asking other people, what do you need as well? And so as soon as you express what you need, ask what someone else needs too. That line in the sand is shared. It's mutual. It's important for marriage, relationships, work, and just about everything. Number seven, solitude is necessary. I also never used to be alone. And I don't even know if I like being alone. I just know that it's necessary. So I'm not saying that I like being alone, but I've been with my husband since I was 19 and I love him. And it's not that I can't be without him, it's that I just really don't want to be. And I would even ask a girlfriend if she wanted to go to the grocery store or the farmer's market with me rather than going alone, because I enjoyed never being alone. But after 2020, I realized we can really get to know ourselves, our thoughts, our passions, and back to evolving when we spend time with just ourselves. And that's something I didn't realize. So I know it's easy to say, you know, spend time by yourself. But if you're a mom at home, you're like, I don't have that luxury. But if you can have a little time for yourself, try to do that for you. you know, the only time that I could have for me before Bella got into preschool was waking up before the house. I've shared this on Instagram before, and that's the inspiration behind 640 is I realized I wasn't by myself unless I set my alarm. I had to go to bed a little earlier than everyone, and I had to, not everyone actually, I had to put Bella down. So everyone meaning Brian. I had to go to bed before Brian. And then soon he's, you know, he joins me, but, and I had to set my alarm and wake up, have my coffee for just me, the sunrise, a little workout, 20 minutes or 40 minutes. And then Bella would wake up. And of course there's those nights where, you know, she's up all night or she's sick or it doesn't happen, but making that goal or that intention of saying, I really need some time for me, is so important. So solitude is necessary. And if you can actually slice out a little time for you a few times a week to journal, to exercise, to meditate, or to just be, and to even just live with silence. Oh, that's another thing. I mean, we could do a whole episode on just being quiet. I'm like, I need music. I always need something happening. Now I really enjoy just quiet time. I don't know. So that's been a big lesson. And if you don't have any alone time, I recommend trying it. And number 8, there's no such thing as being fully ready. I used to only do things if I felt 100% ready. But really, we need to live our lives as we are. An example of this past summer, I was asked to do something that I never even imagined would ever happen in my entire life or career, but Sports Illustrated Swimsuit called me and asked me to be on the runway for Swim Week and, you know, for them to go represent. And I was in Arizona. I was recovering from an IVF related surgery, and all the symptoms were beyond bloat. Like, just imagine, you know, feeling completely foreign in your body. I looked about 4 months pregnant. I wasn't pregnant. It was just from the surgery. I was pumped up on all sorts of hormones. I had bruises on my stomach, and I had just been on bed rest for weeks. So I wasn't exercising. I just wasn't in the place that I felt best. You know, I just couldn't do it. But instead of saying no, which before maybe I would have been so nervous in the past, I would have found a way to back out. I said, yes, I needed to say yes for me and my daughter, because I wanted to show up as I was and represent her at home. I wanted to represent you. I wanted to represent the women out there that have said no to things and opportunities in their life because they didn't feel good enough, they didn't feel worthy, or maybe they didn't feel ready. Because that was me. I didn't feel any of those things. But I had to shift my mind and say, we're ready. We can do anything, and anything is possible. So whether it's the runway, the pool, the beach, the date, the new job, starting a family, whatever it is, I don't want you to wait until, you know, until you feel ready or you look a certain way. You are ready now, and you're beautiful as you are. And there's no better way of feeling ready when you're learning and you're in the moment. I've never walked a runway in Miami for swim week, let alone any runway. So I wasn't even ready until I was putting one foot in front of the other. And where I thought I would be so nervous, I completely just let go of all those expectations I would have had for myself in the past. And I said, this is a moment. This is a moment to remember. This is once in a lifetime. And I hope that my daughter one day will look back and say, wow, she did that. And she did that as she was. I just don't want anything to ever hold back Isabel, and I don't want anything to hold back you. And we usually are the number one person to hold ourselves back. So whatever it is, you got this. I believe in you. And I'm so grateful for the Sports Illustrated franchise for giving me the platform to be able to learn through that and then be able to share that with you. Thank you so much for joining me for my launch episode, my birthday episode, the first episode of season two. So things you can look forward to for season two are hearing from me more often, shorter episodes that, you know, you can listen to first thing in the morning, whatever you need, and more casual, more AMAs, so ask me anything episodes, and surprise guests. I have so many amazing guests coming to you and so much more. Make sure you subscribe and be on the lookout next week. Thank you again and have a beautiful rest of your day.